It's your day in tech history, and it's brought to you by our friends over at Carbonite, where you can get a 15-day free trial by going over to geekazine.com/carbonfree. Jeffrey Powers here. I welcome you to the Day in Tech History, a full rundown of technology history 7 days a week. Subscribe to the show via iTunes, Stitcher, or download right from dayintechhistory.com. Now let's find out what happened on this day, your day in tech history. February 20th, 1926, Kenneth Olson, the founder of DEC, was born. Of course, he was most noted as saying, "There is no reason for individuals to have a computer in their home." 1947, mathematician Alan Turing suggests testing artificial intelligence with the game of chess in a lecture to the London Mathematical Society. He argues that computers, like humans, must be given training before their IQ is tested. This began the concept of the basis of the Turing test, which would basically be described in a 1950s paper in Computing Machinery and Intelligence. 1986, the Soviet Union launches the core module of the Mir space station, the Russian word for peace. It had 6 docking ports and special laboratories for scientific research. 1987, in Salt Lake City, Utah, a bomb explodes in a computer store. It would later be discovered that the bomb was created and delivered by Theodore Kaczynski, the Unabomber. 1992, Nintendo asks United States Trade Representative to cite Taiwan for failing to stop piracy of video game cartridges, which led to Taiwan being assessed punitive duties on their exports to the United States. 1996, Texas Instruments announced a $2 billion expansion plan in Dallas, Texas, which included its largest semiconductor wafer fabrication facility. 1997, Borland International announced that it would lay off 30% of its workforce in order to refocus on software tools for creating custom applications. And Compaq Computer introduced the Presario 2100 computer. It featured a 132 megahertz Cyrix Media GX processor, 15-inch monitor, 24 megabytes of RAM, 2 gigabyte hard drive, and 8-speed CD-ROM for $999. And in 1998, the website of Thomas More College was hacked by Majisha Dibin. And now this word from our friends over at Carbonite who want to help you pursue your passion. February is the month of love, groundhogs, and static electricity. Colder homes are nice for computers, but the static charges they give from being too dry can be more than a shock to your system. They could render your computer useless. If you don't protect from the winter month, you could find your machine and all of its data gone. Carbonite is here to help with that. Founded in 2005, Carbonite backs up over 300 billion files to their secure servers, from photos of your newborn to important videos of the family and friends, not to mention those years of scanned documents you've been spending days digitizing. All of it gets stored in their secure cloud so you're protected from fire, theft, other acts, but also able to pull it down from your iPad to show those cute pictures to friends and family. Your data is secure, encrypted, and free from static electricity. And if you are a small business in the healthcare market, Carbonite can help since they are HIPAA compliant. It's your life backed up for $59.95 a year, a small investment in important files. For more information, check out geekazine.com/carbonfree. That's geekazine.com/carbonfree. Back up now, back up often, and back up off-site with Carbonite. Now let's get back into your day in tech history. In 2001, the Federal Bureau of Investigation agent Robert Hansen is charged with spying for Russia for 15 years. And Napster makes an offer to pay $1 billion over 5 years to the recording industry in the hope of being allowed to let its members continue to distribute copyrighted music files over the internet. The offer was rejected. 2002, Apple Computer released version 10.1.3 of the Mac OS operating system. Features in this version would include support for level CD burners and digital cameras. Also in 2002, Lindos announced the Lindos Mobile PC portable computer, featuring a 933 megahertz VIA Technologies 3C3 processor, 256 megabytes of RAM, and a 20 gigabyte hard drive. $799. 2003, IBM acquired Rational Software, which is a provider of hosted software development service, for $2.1 billion. 2004, federal judge Susan Ilston grants a request for an injunction against 321 Studios, ordering the company to halt the distribution of its software products, which were intended to assist users in circumventing DVD copyright protection. And also in 2004, Perleiden released version 1.3.1 of the Crux operating system. 2005, Microsoft issued an offer to replace 14 million Xbox video game systems power cables, which were recalled after minor burns were reported. 2006, it was revealed that Yahoo Mail was actively banning any use of the word Allah in its email messages, even as part of other names such as Callahan. After the ban drew widespread attention in the media, the restriction would be lifted on February 23rd. 2007, the Encyclopedia Britannica announced that it was developing a mobile encyclopedia in cooperation with Ask Me Now, a mobile search company. 2009, 2 days earlier, we talked about the 36 offenders that were caught for being on social networks. So on this day, in 2009, 5,585 sex offenders were purged from Facebook. It was an effort by the two state attorney generals. Also in 2009, what was first thought as Atlantis, Google Earth found an artifact of the data collection process. And Republican Congressman Daryl Issa was asked to the White House to clarify its email preservation policy, even though he criticized inquiries into missing Bush White House emails. And in 2012, Samsung announced that they will split off the LCD unit to Samsung Display Company. This is so the main unit could focus on their OLED technology. And Google acquired Cool's final patents. Cool was a search engine that came out a few years earlier to rival Google.
And that's your Day in Tech History. My name is Jeffrey Powers, www.dayintechhistory.com. All the show notes are over at wikizine.com, Geekazine's wiki. And of course, you can like the Facebook page and follow Twitter at Day in Tech Hist. Until tomorrow, take care. Day in Tech History is copyright 2015, JMP Enterprise, and geekazine.com.